Is it worth it? Now, that answer that you give, that each of us have to continually give, is based on our mindsets. It's based on our personal values and our goals. And how we choose to answer this question is paramount each and every day. Now, we know that we are, as Christians, to have a very specific mindset. We know that the fruits of the Spirit, that is, the fruits from God's Spirit, is love, is joy, is peace and forbearance, and it's kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And it says against all these things there is no law. That means these are good things. These are things that should be a part of who we are. But it's a mindset. And so I wonder how well each of us lived every day this past week with these fruits of the Spirit. You know, if we just float along in life, we never stop to think about what we're doing, we never stop to contemplate, to meditate based on God's word and then looking at our own lives, we end up fooling ourselves. You know, we try to stay under the radar, as it were. But God knows better. And if we are honest with ourselves, we know better. Now, I've been working on our porch for the last 3 weeks. The porch, and this is, we moved in 10 years ago, and so I don't know the condition of the porch when we moved in. But so it's been 10 years since we've been living there. And the porch was just in a really bad repair. As I've been working on it, I've been finding termites everywhere, so we've been replacing boards. The paint had completely worn away. The porch and the eaves and all that had to be painted. It just didn't look good. It was in very poor condition. Now, I've spent 40-plus hours of the last 3 weeks on this project. And that's mostly after hours, you know, getting off work. Now I'm working from home, so I don't have to step out too far. And it's coming along. It's started to take shape, and it's looking really good. But it was during one of these long working stints that I got to thinking about Noah. And it took him 75 years, give or take, to build an ark big enough to save his family and animal life on this planet. And if you actually stop and start to think about what Noah had to do with no power tools, no nice sanders, no, you know, whatever you want to think about that you have today. They built an ark that was 550 feet long. It's quite a task to do over 75 years. It was during this time that I was working that there has been a couple times where it just got super frustrating and just to the point where it was like, is this really worth it? Is it worth all the effort that I'm putting into it? It's hard to see the outcome as you're going along. It's not easy, especially when you're 35 hours in and it still looks like it did when you started almost, right? Well, in Matthew 24, in verse 37, we are told that the time of Christ's return will be like the time at the time of Noah. So the time of Noah was a very dark, very evil time. God decided to end life on earth because of the evilness that was going on at that time. And we find ourselves living in the world today, and things are getting increasingly, stupid. Increasingly frustrating. And personally, I find it saddening to see the things that are happening. You know, when you grow up somewhere, like it or not, it's part of your culture. It's part of who you are. Growing up in the United States, it's hard to see the country destroying itself as it is. But as a Christian, we are not supposed to be a part of this world. And so it's a challenging dichotomy that we each face. You know, we each juggle so many things. It's easy to get overwhelmed, to feel like giving up, and to feel overly burdened. It's even easy to ask yourself at times, is it really worth it? Now, as adults, we are constantly creating order from the chaos that we are living in. But we find that it takes both to live in this world. You have to have chaos and you have to have order. Brethren, we are living in a very challenging and increasingly dark time. But it is during the very darkest of times that the light needs to shine ever brighter. Unfortunately, darkness has always been a part of human life, except for in the early days in the Garden of Eden. There's always been evil times, but it seems that they've always been gotten through. And so God has called each of us today because he knows we can make it. It depends on what we hold on to. So do we really seek after God's truth? Are we staying close to him through all of this? In John 1 and verse 5, it says, "The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it, or absorb it, and is unreceptive to it." We cannot expect that our light is going to make a dent in this darkness. But that doesn't mean that we can allow the darkness to overpower us. And it will try to overpower us. You know, it's normal to feel discouragement, to feel frustration as a human being. It's quite agonizing at times to not be able to see what's coming down the road at you. You know, what is down that left path? What is down that right path as we are on this decision of life? When you start thinking about the people that have come before us that we have in our Bible, and you start thinking about your own life, start to see that their stories and our stories are kind of the same. You know, we are consistently choosing for ourselves our paths, our choices, our building blocks for our life. And Matthew 7 and verse 24 and 27 came to mind, where it talks about how we are to build our house, how we are to build our life. It says, if we are consistently building upon Christ, our rock, while the storms of life are raging, we don't have to worry, even though we go through those dark times. You know, while we are walking in this world, if we lean on Christ and God, something unique starts to happen. In Matthew 17, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it." We find the straight, we find the narrow, because we are called to it, not any other way. But once we see that narrow gate, we see that way, there's something that we have to do consistently so that we continue to walk in the way that leads to life. I think Paul describes this perfectly in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, where he says, "Well, what things are gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." And when he used that word rubbish, it's a very strong word. It means that we have to leave everything else behind that God points out to us, that will hinder us from walking in this way of life. Our own reasonings and ideas, our belief in our abilities, relationships that hold us back, status, honor, pride, what good is all those things? You know, what if we can't open our eyes to see, as Paul saw, the value of what it is to gain Christ and to count everything else as loss? Brethren, we have entered this way. We have decided at one point in our lives that it was worth it to live this way of life. James 1 and verse 22 tells us that we must be doers and not just hearers. In other words, we are to walk on the narrow way, which means we give up our own way and our own will entirely. As these times get darker, will we continue to believe that it is worth it? What roads will we take? The straight and narrow and the hard path? 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12 says, "Encouraging and comforting and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." In 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3 to 5, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and your faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you suffer." Or will we wander off the path because we lose our focus and our sight to the temporariness of this life? Will we lose the focus on Christ and by extension lose the very help and the very power that he brings to our aid? Close with 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 and 12, where it says, "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness."